This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, indicating a consultation note on patient Yvonne Johnson. First name is Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E, last name is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N Johnson, date of birth 6/15/1968. This letter is being written to Dr. Sudha Karupaya. First name is Sudha, S-U-D-H-A. Last name is Karupaya, K-A-R-U-P-A-I-A-H. Address 500-56560 East St. John Street, San Jose, California, 95112. Telephone number 408-279-1400. Fax number 408-279-3216. Dear Dr. Karupaya, K-A-R-U-P-A-I-A-H, thank you for asking me to see this 53-year-old female in allergy consultation period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Yvonne has had asthma since 1997, and over time it has waxed and waned, waxed and waned, waned, waned. Recently she's been having more coughing and some asthma and nasal congestion, probably secondary to weather condition and increased pollen exposure and period. She seems to sleep well and does not wake up with asthma attacks, period. There is no history of any hospitalization or emergency room visits, period. She has history of smoking in past along with some weed smoking, and that may be the result of that may be causing some more wheezing, period. She has also worked in hairstyling industry, and exposure to chemicals has been implicated in occurrence of asthma and lung problem, period. There are year-round allergy symptoms manifested by occasional stuffy nose and sneezing, period. She certainly has more stuffiness whenever she with the exposure to some odors and pollens, period. She has a dog, but that does not seem to be a source of problem, period. There is history of mild acid reflux, and she has taken Prilosec, P-R-I-L-O-S-A-C, period. Right now she's living around a lot of trees, and that certainly could be causing more asthma and allergy symptoms, period. Her medications include Singulair and Buterol with some benefit, period. She has used Advair in past with some benefit, period. Recently she has been put on Trelegy, T-R-E-L-E-G-Y, and that is quite helpful, period. I took some time to discuss the appropriate use of all these medications, and certainly told her how to use her albuterol inhaler appropriately, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. On examination, she did not have any obvious. She appeared well, but with some post-nasal drip, period. Nasal turbinates were slightly enlarged, period. Chest examination was benign, period. Lung pulmonary function testing revealed a moderate, some restriction, but there was no evidence of airway obstruction, period. Certainly, her history is quite consistent with past asthma, but right now, right now she's having intermittent wheezing and asthma symptoms, for which I recommended that Trelegy be continued for at least next 1 to 3 months, since we are in the middle of pollen season, period. skin skin testing revealed moderate reaction to grasses, trees, and dog, and a low-grade reaction to Alternaria, which is a mold. Period. This certainly explains year-round symptoms, but certainly more symptoms during spring and summertime when pollen counts are generally quite high. Period. All this was discussed with her, and I gave her many handouts and other relevant allergy literature. Period. I was able to answer all her questions and told her to give me a call with any asthma or allergy-related questions, period. My final diagnosis, mild asthma, number 2, allergic rhinitis, number 3, history of significant allergy to pollens, and low-grade allergy to molds, period. My treatment plan, number 1, use Flonase for nasal allergy symptoms, number 2, use and she can continue to use, she can continue to do nasal lavage for nasal symptoms. Number 3, try to enforce all relevant environmental precautions and reduce pollen exposure. Number 4, albuterol inhaler 5 to 15 minutes prior to activities, period. Her technique is much better than before. Her technique is much improved. Period. Number 5, Trelegy, one puff should be continued for at least a few months. Period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well. Period. I have asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient. Yvonne Johnson, Y-V-O-N-N-E, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Johnson. Date of birth, 6-15-1968.